Adam Lambert, welcome.
Hi.
It's absolutely. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's been a while since I last saw you.
Yes, six years, and my phone's beeping. I'm so sorry.
Who is it?
So rude.
That's
six years, yeah.
I know, totally. You've been traveling the world.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
Yeah, I am.
Perfect.
Not sleeping, but getting to meet
you look good for it, though.
Oh, thanks.
It's a good diet.
Smoke and mirrors.
We had the worldwide exclusive that Queen is headlining the Sunday night of the Isle of Wight Festival, which is huge news to us.
I'm so excited.
I was looking at some, last New Year's Eve, you were in London, weren't you, performing with Queen. It was such an amazing concert. I was watching some of that last night. I was looking at how you performed. I wondered if, when you got the gig, like singing with Queen, did you go back and watch all the videos of Freddie performing? Did you like pick up little nuances that he did and little tiny little phrasing? And did you study it that much?
I did some studying. Yeah, I think that was. I felt like I really needed to be able to get on stage and front the band. I had to do my homework. You know.
Yeah.
When I first started working with him about 4 years ago, that's when I kind of went into the internet and just scoured everything and checked out. Live performances. Montreal was one that kind of stuck out to me. That, you know, it's the concert where he's running around in shorts with no shoes on. I just thought that was the funniest thing in the world.
Why don't you do it at the Isle of Wight?
I might. I like a shoe personally, but I have to say, like, watching him in that zone really made me understand him even more, because he just didn't give an F. You know, he was like, I'm going to do whatever I want. Rock star fashion, you know, he really kind of, I don't know, I think he kind of defined what a rock star was to me. You know, when I started really getting into Queen when I was in my early 20s, I went, oh, that's rock and roll. He doesn't actually care.
Yeah.
He's so fabulous doing it.
And I was thinking, there aren't many people that could take on that fronting Queen. So those songs are hard.
Yeah, they're big songs. Yeah, they are. And the other thing that about their catalog that's really interesting is that it's kind of all over the place stylistically, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. It makes for a really fun night, though, getting on stage with them, because you get a little of everything.
Yeah. After. Have you got a favorite to perform?
I have a few favorites. I mean, I love Another One Bites the Dust. I just think that's such a sexy song.
Why?
It's aggressive. I love the bass line in it. I love how, like, sparse it is.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool. I love Somebody to Love. The lyrics in that song, I can completely relate to. I understand that feeling. I'm single. Sometimes I look up and go, why? Who? Where? When?
There must be someone out there.
Gosh.
The Show Must Go On, it was struck me as quite a hard one to sing.
That one's a...
There's a lot of high notes in that one.
It is high. It is very, very high. And it's really tricky because it's very free form. Like, you know, when you're trying to learn one of his songs, it's sometimes like, well, I don't want to imitate him, but there's no other... I have to do it that way because that's... There's no other way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you get all these words into that phrase? Yeah.
Yeah. If you could have asked Freddie anything, what would it have been? Because you were born 82, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would I ask him? I mean, you want to go get a drink? I think that's what I would ask him.
Yeah.
I'd just want to sit down and kind of talk with him and just see what he was like. And, you know, Brian and Roger have told me that they think that our senses of humor would have complemented each other. So that would be cool.
How nice. Yeah. I'm so looking forward to it. I've never seen you before, so I'm really looking forward
to
it. Can't wait.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, and good luck with your tour as well.
Thank you.
There's loads happening. You're busy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.